I worked at a super successful high school. Now, this school dominated at nearly every sport. The Valley High School football team won 3 to 4 state championships right in a row. Now, how did they do this? Well, one of the ways that they accomplished this was through the following phrase: "We play the freshmen." Now, Valley High School could quickly be ahead in a football game 21-0, 28-0, and at this point, a decision needed to be made. Do we want to be the best, or do we want to be builders of the future best? The first team could have stayed in that game and easily racked up another 50 points. They could have. But the wiser move was to slowly integrate less experienced players alongside the very experienced players. This idea, we play the freshmen, is a ministry concept in need of full adoption. How did Valley High School have such great football teams? How did they have a great football team even this year? Here's how it happened. 3 years ago, when they were ahead by 24 points, the coaches made a future-facing decision and played the freshmen. These freshmen were now seasoned seniors dominating on the field. In ministry, we need to see the biggest and best goal as the development of future leaders, not trying to simply dominate right now. Put in the freshmen. Put them into the game. Let the play go a little rough today for the greater kingdom good down the road. Your best move is often not to play the best players, but to build tomorrow's players right now. Listen, football teams win with a deep bench. Younger and possibly inexperienced leaders need to feel the field. It is about experience. This requires putting less qualified people into the front lines. It is not going to be perfect. The only way of and the only way to have a sense of leadership and to grow in leadership is to be in it and actually lead. Now, can I be very bold with you? Can I speak some truth? You need to quit being a ball hog. Give somebody else the chance to play. Give someone else the feeling of the field. We have to let go of the idea that it has to look perfect and be pristine all of the time. Do you realize that somebody let you into the game at some point? Do you realize that you probably sucked at something and yet they put you into the game and gave you the ball? Brothers and sisters, we are not called to be perfectionists unless your idea of perfection is seeing imperfectly people grow through experience. People need to put their hand to the plow and experience ministry firsthand. I guarantee that this is the greatest win. Would you want it perfect, or do you want growth? Now, growth, here is a hard question. Are you the one holding it back? If you are not okay with releasing someone until they are at a level of 100, you have just effectively stunted the ministry. Your sense of perfection may not be God's heart for release. Are you valuing and in like nurturing this human and neurotic sense of perfection over healthy growth? Sadly, we want it clean and pristine with no errors. And God, I feel, wants more people to hear the message and more people to steward the message. These are two completely different value systems. Ours is one of perfection. His is one of growth of people. Now, years ago, there was like a number of local speaking opportunities that came my way. And I said yes, and I was likely qualified, trust me, but I had some level of nervousness and I was somewhat inexperienced and I prepared and probably overprepared. Listen, I wanted to get as much experience as I could have, and so I said yes to all of these opportunities. Now, as the years passed, I began to turn down every one of those speaking opportunities. I personally said no, but I lovingly forced another young leader named Carter to take my place. I had learned and grown and gleaned from those experiences But there was now a greater good. I wanted to play the freshman, and I put Carter into the game. I was more than qualified to speak. It would have been far easier for me. It would have like helped me, and I clearly was a far more experienced leader than he was. The greater win, however, was for me to take the sideline and help Carter prepare and then give him the thrill of the field. It was not about me. It was truly about developing a far deeper bench. My question, are you willing to give up the spotlight? Are you willing to give up the spotlight for the greater good? The kingdom needs intentional bench warmers so that others can feel the thrill of the field.